Module 3, Developing an Anti-Harassment Policy. To tell employees that the company does not tolerate harassment is not enough. It is important for the business to outline a specific policy that defines harassment. It must explain what can happen as a result of displaying such actions, as well as what one can do if they believe they have been victimized. This will help create an environment that is a healthy workplace for the individuals involved in the incident and the company in general. An anti-harassment policy, what should be covered? In order for an anti-harassment policy to be effective, it must be comprehensive and thoroughly disseminated. It should consist of the following elements. Clearly explained policy. Prohibited conduct based on one's race, age, sex, religion, etc. must be spelled out in easy-to-understand terms. This should be in compliance with all local laws. It should also assure employees that they would not be legally retaliated against if they complain of harassment or serve as a witness to an investigation for another. Define the rights and responsibilities of the employer and employees with regard to harassment. Example, employer will put an end to harassment before it is in violation of federal law, or employees must report any and all incidences of harassment before they become extreme. Outline the process for complaints. Ensure this process promotes prompt, fair investigations and efficient corrective action if it is determined that harassment has in fact taken place. Guarantee employees that their confidentiality is protected when complaints are made. The policy should be posted in a public place for all employees to see. Employees should receive training on the policy, a hard copy as a resource, and made aware of any updates of the policy as they occur. How model policies work. Creating a model policy can be a conundrum. On one hand, it is said that if a company follows the guidelines set in the anti-harassment policy, what should be covered section of this course, it is taking reasonable care to ensure the safety of its employees. On the other hand, even if the company implements a policy based on the EEOC's rules, it could still be at risk of being accused of not taking reasonable care. For example, if the company has a comprehensive policy and an adequate complaint procedure, but does not follow through with the investigation of a complaint, it could be said that the organization did not exercise reasonable care in preventing the harassment. Then again, if the company does not have a formal policy but sufficiently investigates a case, it could be within its legal responsibility. The best way to understand a model policy is to determine whether it has any deficiencies. If there are obvious state and federal loopholes within the policy, be sure to correct those. It may also be wise to consult a harassment attorney to review and make suggestions to better your policy. Steps to a healthy workplace. Regardless of the position one holds at their workplace, all employees have one thing in common: the desire to be safe. It is up to management as well as the company as a whole to ensure each workplace is a safe place to work in with regards to morale and physical safety. This will prove to be beneficial to the employer and employees. When determining what is necessary for a healthy workplace, an employer must consider the following. Have a firm grasp on why a healthy workplace is beneficial for employees and their families, the company, and the community. Clearly define your responsibilities of ensuring a safe and healthy workplace. Design a detailed system for implementing a safe work environment. Understand the laws and regulations that govern your business. Address violations and take corrective action. Encourage employees to give their input about how to create and maintain a safe and healthy environment. Educating employees. Your organization's anti-harassment policy is only as good as the ones who develop, practice, and uphold it. This is why it is important for the management team of the company to make sure its entire staff thoroughly understands it, not just a select few. How can this happen? First, employers must provide their workers with a manual or some type of written material that plainly describes the policy, its definition, what it means for the workers, how they can promote it. What they should do if they are victimized by harassment is one of the more important aspects. Secondly, understanding the diversity among individuals. Knowing that people learn in different ways and in order to absorb the information, they must be taught according to their style. While some learn best by reading, others require more dialogue, which can be obtained through face-to-face trainings or one-on-one meetings. Third, there should be signs posted throughout the office in places such as the break room or copy center, so the policy is reinforced without employees consciously thinking about it. Lastly, change happens. Laws change, and these changes should be shared with everyone who is part of the company. Whether this is done through a mass email, a continuing education course, or an updated version of the manual, the management team must find the most efficient way to inform workers of the new rules that have been set in place. This will not only help safeguard employees against discrepancies in the future, but it can also help everyone to fight to eliminate current issues of harassment or potential harassment. Case study. Charles met with his boss, Monica, to prepare for the training on their company's anti-harassment policy. Charles presented an array of colorful and comprehensive charts, handouts, and a list of speaking points. He made sure all different learning styles would be taken into consideration. He told Monica, "The policy is clearly explained and in compliance with the laws. The rights and responsibilities of employer and employee are outlined. I'll be posting our anti-harassment policy in a public place, and I'll update staff on our policy as any changes occur. Also, all employees will be in attendance." Monica smiled. "This is great, Charles. Do you have anything on confidentiality? It is important that all employees know that their confidentiality is protected when complaints are made." Charles put this statement in bold on the materials and went over confidentiality in detail during the training.